It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, joining us now on the line is Pastor Andrew. Good afternoon, Pastor. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you too.
Our question for today, Pastor, is why does it matter whether or not Jesus was literally raised from the dead?
Beautiful question. Well, it matters. Why it matters? The Bible has a few things to say as to why it matters. Let's begin with Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, if you may. Now, there, the Bible says that if Jesus was not raised from the dead, the preaching of the apostles would be in vain because it would be false. And our faith, those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, our faith would be in vain. And those who have died will have died for good. They would be doomed in their death. Whether they die in Christ or not, they would be doomed in their death. That's what Paul says in argument for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, if Christ had not risen, then our faith would be in vain, because there would be no life after death. That is Paul's argument. Now, when we read from John chapter 20, verse 17, beautiful story here. Now, what you have here is Jesus Christ meeting with Mary after his resurrection in the morning on Sunday. And so the Bible says he appeared, that's what John says, he appeared first to Mary, the one from whom he had cast out seven demons. And so when he appeared to her, she wanted to touch him. And so in verse 17, Jesus instructed that she does not touch him. So he says, "Touch me not, for I have not ascended yet to my Father." And then after that instruction, he actually then makes a statement that he was about to ascend to his Father, who is also Father to all those who believe in Jesus Christ. And so this instruction is very instructive. Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. The reason Jesus Christ is saying, do not touch me, is because his death on earth, on Calvary, is not enough for atoning for the sins of the world. Beyond his death, he has to present his blood to the Father. And the Father has to accept the sacrifice that Christ has done on Calvary. And that is why he says, no, don't touch me yet, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. I have not yet presented myself as that sacrifice to my Father. And so even when Jesus knows that God is pleased with his sacrifice, he does not take it for granted, because beyond the services of the earthly sanctuary, there is a service that Christ has to perform in the heavenly sanctuary. And so he does not take it for granted that his sacrifice on Mount Calvary, which God would eventually accept, has been accepted in yet, and that he can do anything he pleases. No, he doesn't take it for granted. And so after commanding that he is not touched, we read in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. Now, I would like to read this particular passage. Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews 8, and the verse is 3. The verses are 3 and 4. Now, I would like to read this, and this is what the Bible says. Listen to what the Bible says. Verse 3. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Now, this man in reference is Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, for if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Now, the salvation of humanity is dependent on the mediation of Jesus Christ in the heavenly sanctuary, not only on his sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary, but also his mediation in the heavenly sanctuary. And so Hebrews chapter 8 then makes that clear by telling us that it was of necessity that Christ should go to heaven so that he may offer a sacrifice there. Now, verse 6 says this. Chapter 8, Hebrews, now verse 6, this is what the Bible says. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. In the heavenly sanctuary, Christ is performing, according to Paul in Hebrews, a better service. Because the premise of the services that he is performing are on better promises. In other words, the salvation of man is not complete by the death, sacrificial though it was, of Jesus Christ on Calvary. It has also to take the mediation of Christ in the heavenly sanctuary, wherein he is performing a better service, having obtained a more excellent ministry than that which was performed in the heaven, in the earthly sanctuary. And so it is of necessity that Christ should rise from the dead, because then and only then would he be able to perform this particular service of mediation in the heavenly sanctuary. Let me just add one more text. Now, in Revelation chapter 5, when you read from verse 3, John tells us that when he saw the heavenly sanctuary, he saw God sit on the throne, and he saw those who were with him, the 24 elders and the four beasts, and the thrones that were set. He also saw a book in the hand of him who sat on the throne, and that is God the Father. But unfortunately, John did not see anybody worthy to take from the Father's hand and read that book. And so he says there was nobody found worthy in heaven nor on earth. Now, because of this, John wept much, he says, because he realized that if nobody is found worthy, the salvation of man is incomplete, and thus man is doomed. But from verse 7 to verse 10, the Bible, John tells us of how Jesus Christ was found worthy to take from the Father's hand that book and to open that book so as to read it. And this gave joy to John, because he realized that now, because Jesus has been found worthy, now the salvation of man could be made complete in the heavenly sanctuary. Now, this the angels understood. And so, when you read from Psalm chapter 24, let me even read it. Psalm chapter 24, verse 7 through to verse 10. This is what the Bible says. Psalm 24, verse 7 through to 10. And this is what the Bible says. Verse 7. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 8, the Bible says, Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory. That's verse 10. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. Now, the angels, as they sing this song in welcoming Christ in the heavenly, back into heaven at his ascension, because the Bible says when he ascended that he was received by a cloud of angels. Now, as they welcomed him back into the heavens, they sing this song to the doors in heaven, for the doors to open up so they could allow the King of Glory to come in. Now, the doors shout back and say, "Who is this King of Glory?" And the answer by the ascending, escorting angels is, "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord strong, mighty in battle." So what that means is that Jesus Christ is said to have triumphed here on earth by his sacrificial death. And yet his triumph, according to Revelation chapter 5, was not enough. He had to ascend to heaven to complete the work of salvation. And so it matters that Christ rose from the dead, because it is only then that he is able to complete the salvation for man. And as the angels welcome him, and as they sing with joy, knowing that the King of Glory, who has triumphed here on earth in this earthly battle that took him to Calvary, and that he rose from the dead, and so triumphant over death, the angels sing in joy, knowing that the salvation of man is made complete, because the King of Glory has triumphed over death, and now he's about to conclude the work of salvation and completing that work in the heavenly sanctuary. That is why it matters that Christ must rise from the dead and must go back to heaven to complete, finish the work of salvation. And so if Christ be not raised from the dead, then our salvation is not complete. And so our humanity is doomed in our death, because the King of Glory must return to conclude the work of salvation only in the heavenly sanctuary. That is the answer to today's question.
All right. Thank you very much, Pastor. I really appreciate your time and your ministry. Have a good day and a blessed day at that.
Thank you. Blessed day to you too.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism. AWR.